Hey y'all, this is Sophie. We're about to start episode 64 of the Big Boo Cast, and we're so glad that you're with us. Before we get started, I want to tell you about a sleep brand called Casper. Casper created one perfect mattress that they sell directly to consumers. It's obsessively engineered. They sell it at a shockingly fair price, and it's springy, and it's supportive, and it's bouncy, and it's got good sink to it. It's all the things that you would want a mattress to be. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It's made in America. It's free shipping to the U.S. and Canada, and you can try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your own home, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and they'll refund you all your money. So if you would like to try a Casper mattress, you can go to casper.com/bigboo and use the promo code BIGBOO. We're so glad y'all are with us today. And here we go with episode 64. Everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And Melanie just flipped her ribs.
I did, and I'm gonna have to flip them again. Well, actually, I say that I'm gonna have to preheating another oven because I'm gonna have to put them in a different oven because my top oven is so dirty, it's making the house stink. So I've got a lot of rib issues.
But okay,
rest assured, I will not let my rib issues get in the way of my podcast perfection.
Well, that should be our new tagline. That should really Let's put that, you know, right below the Big Boo Cast.
That's it. It will not interfere with my ability to do a good podcast.
Now,
what
are you doing with the ribs? How are you cooking the ribs?
They're these slow cooker ribs, but I do not cook them in the slow cooker because, you know, I've decided that everything cooked in a crock pot tastes the same to me.
Yes, it is crock pot meat.
You know, It's crock pot meat. It's like eating at Chili's. You know, it doesn't matter what you get, it all tastes the same. You know, right?
I'm afraid that someone loves Chili's, but allegedly, supposedly, hypothetically, it could be true.
Well, I like Chili's. I'm not saying that. I'm just, Chili's, there are certain restaurants, and Chili's is one of those where, to me, you go and you eat there one time, and you're like, oh, that was really good. And then you go back the next time, and you're like, well, that's so weird. Last time I got the enchilada soup, and this time I got the cheeseburger, and it all tastes the same. I just have a lot of personal food issues like that. So anyway, that, I don't even remember what I was saying.
But
that
was a crock pot.
So it's a slow cooker recipe, but I do not cook them in the slow cooker. I put them in the Dutch oven in the oven.
Okay.
And cook them at about 300. But it's this, I'll put the link up on our little podcast thing. But it's from, I found it on Pinterest, but it's Carl's Bad Cravings. And, oh, see, that's my timer going off telling me it's time to flip
that's
my ribs.
That's the most melodious timer I've ever heard.
And I'd forgotten what it was. I was like, well, what is that beautiful? Am I in heaven?
I would just waltz right over to the oven to flip some ribs if I had that going on.
And I thought it was a harp. I forgot what was going on.
I thought maybe you'd had a baby and didn't tell me. I don't know.
I don't know how that.
Anyway.
Anyway. So Carl's Bad Cravings is it's slow cooker barbecue ribs. And so you basically make a rub, a spice rub, and you rub it, and then you sear the ribs for 15 minutes on each side at 400, and then you put them in the Dutch oven and cover them with barbecue sauce and cook them for about 3 hours on 300 is what I do.
That sounds delicious.
They're delicious. Like, I have to say, it's really one of those that they're really pretty easy. You just buy a big slab of ribs and you cut them into like 4 or 5 chunks. And then, I mean, the meat like falls off the bone, and they fall into that category of like, there's not a lot of stuff that especially Caroline will eat leftover, but she will eat these leftover. So that's why I make them on a weeknight, because they're really good. So the key is you just have to use, like, we use barbecue sauce from the barbecue station, which is our favorite barbecue place here. So then it tastes kind of barbecue station-ish.
Now, do they market their barbecue sauce, or do you just go in and say, I need some of your sauce?
No, they sell it. They used to sell it at HEB, but they don't anymore. I don't know why, but you can buy jars of, it's bottled in their store.
Okay. I feel better about that.
And they may sell it online, but it's more like a Texas barbecue sauce, because it's more like a smoky mesquite. It's not a sweet barbecue sauce.
Okay. Gotcha.
Which is what we like. So that's it. So my ribs, but it's just that beginning part when you have to flip them, it's a little time consuming, but it's worth it.
Okay. Anything else going on besides the rib flipping?
No, that is all I have. I did just see when we were going to talk about fall and stuff. I just got the fall Pottery Barn catalog.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Then I don't think I'm even on their mailing list anymore. I think they finally gave up on me.
I feel like they don't give up on anybody. That tells me you haven't ordered from them in like 20 years.
I really don't think I have. I mean, it has been, Alex was very small. I feel like the last time I ordered anything from them.
Okay. Well, their cover is Grateful Gatherings, 500 plus inspiring ideas for the harvest and the holidays.
Or 500 ways to feel real bad about yourself.
Just 500 ways to feel like a failure. So that, because you don't have any gourds on your table or pumpkin dessert plates or fall chargers like some dried cranberries.
No, a friend of mine was asking me at lunch. She said, hey, I mean, just, how is it that you kind of like keep everything going between between work and writing and all that kind of stuff? And I was like, oh, I don't. And because she had been working on a project over the weekend, and she said, because I was working on that really kind of all day Saturday, she said, like, I feel like we've been behind all week on laundry and stuff. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's every man for himself in my house right now. I mean, no, there's no fall decor. There's nothing in the pots outside. Like, we're.
No. I mean, I was looking today because I thought, I haven't had anything in the pots on my front porch since end of June. And then I have some stuff that's barely hanging on in the pots in my back porch, and they all need to be. And I was like, well, mums would be great. I wish somebody would put some mums in all those pots, but I don't know when that's going to happen. So,
and I feel like, don't you feel like it's a little hot for mums still? I mean, I feel it's so hot still during the day.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what Perry told me. Cause I said something last week about putting new stuff, and he was like, there's no point. He's like, you need to wait. And I was like, okay. So I feel like, why kill something, just let it play out. So, but it just looks a little barren.
I get it.
I'll tell you how bad I am about fall. I haven't even put up my Texas A&M flag yet this fall.
Oh,
I know.
I mean, I don't have a state flag out either. So I didn't say that in mm-mm. judgment. I know that you, that's something that you typically do.
Oh, I mean, normally like mid-August, I get that sucker out there, and I haven't. It's like, I don't know. I just feel, but I forget, because it really started last year, and I've kind of wrote about this on my blog today, but school year has a different pace for us now than what it used to, because our evenings, like, I mean, I go pick up Caroline in 40 minutes, and like when I go pick her up in 40 minutes, I mean, literally like this train doesn't quit moving till about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I mean,
I know. It's crazy. I don't know. There's no time. Like it just, it boggles my mind. By the time we get home at night, usually after I get Alex from football practice and then all that kind of stuff, it's 6 maybe. Uh-huh. And then you've got homework, you've got cooking, you've got supper. Like our schedules are a little flipped because he does go to practice right after school. But it's still like it's the trying to fit everything in is no joke.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that you can't. So it's like, I feel like my time, so it's weird because I feel like, and you know, I've really been trying to work out. Like that's been a priority for me. So it's like, that's
so good.
That's, but well, I'm trying. So, but you think that is an hour, say an hour and 15 minutes by the time I get to wherever I'm going and do the workout and whatever. And then I've got to try to get my writing done and emails finished and all that kind of stuff. And then the grocery store and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, there's no, I don't know when to do things like put mums in my pots is what I'm saying.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's why I have to interrupt this podcast to go flip my ribs in just a minute, you know? So
I get it. I mean, I don't know. It's a whole different ballgame. And I would just like to point out that you and I have one child each. We have one whole child.
I know. I'm going to tell you, if I had two or three, I would like have Uber. I would just say, look, you're going to have to Uber somewhere. Cause that's or find somebody who's going that same direction. Cause I don't know how you get everybody somewhere.
It's no joke. It is no joke.
I know it's busy. So anyway, and I feel like, you know, Caroline, every day, I mean, and I think that's the difference too, is last year, I feel like there would be some days she would come home and not have homework. And this year we really have yet to have a day that she doesn't have homework. So
you know
that's
how I feel about homework.
I know. So, well, but you know what it is it's throwing, because she's taken Spanish 1 this year. So with the foreign language, you always need to do something for your foreign language. Like even if it's not homework, because she's got a test on Friday. So we have to practice vocabulary words and all that kind of stuff.
Well, as you know, I had 3 illustrious years as a Spanish teacher.
Yeah. And if you have any tips,
we would appreciate it. Listen, I'll just fly out and really just let Caroline benefit from the wealth of my knowledge. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Sorry. Listen.
Yeah. No.
Caroline, that book is a word called cuaderno, Caroline.
That's more than I know. All I remember is nosotros means we.
Estoy bien, Caroline. Estoy bien. Hey, I just said 3 years, but I really had more than that. But, no, I had 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Still managed to go to Ecuador and say my name is fried chicken.
Well, listen, everybody needs to have a goal, and that was yours.
Well, I didn't. It was an unintended goal. It was not really a.
Yeah.
One I had identified. I'll say that. So have you at all recovered from the summer that we hated?
No, not really. I mean, I feel like if the weather would cool off, that would help a little bit. You know, like just I need it to be a little bit cooler, and then it would feel like I could usher in fall. But not really. What about you?
No, not really. I haven't. I think that I am. I'm still punchy, and I don't know. It's something else. Still sad and. You know.
Yeah. I know. I know. Times. I get it. Yeah, I know. So.
But we do have football. That has been, I will say, like, I of all the things that I expected to enjoy kind of with this new football season, the one that I was not really looking for, but that has been such a gift, is Dak Prescott as the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
I know. How fun is that? I mean, and I felt like it was a matter of time because Tony Romo always gets hurt. So I felt like it was a matter of time before you got to enjoy Dak as quarterback of the Cowboys.
Well, and you know, I've never watched professional football. Like we've always just been college people. So like last night, even I kind of was watching Twitter a little bit like throughout the night, and the 49ers were playing, and suddenly I was very curious because I was like all these kids that I taught over the years are all cheering for the 49ers. And I'm like, hey, you grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. So I want you to take me through how that happened. Like, so now I'm very curious about how people like develop their allegiances to pro teams. Because like when I was growing up in Mississippi, a lot of people cheered for the Saints because they were the closest. But like, how do you as a person who lives, say, in Charlotte, North Carolina, how do you become just an incredible Seahawks fan? You see what I'm saying? Like it's fascinating to me, like how people have very distinctive preferences about pro teams. I get the college thing. Like I'm a state fan because I went to state and my daddy went to state, and you know, but like, I don't understand the pro thing as much.
I know. I think it's more individual player driven. Don't you
think? It has to be. Like, just like me. Well, now I'm a Cowboys fan apparently, but it's all because of Dak.
Yeah, but that was me. Like when Donnie Manziel, before all that went way south, I was like, oh, I'll watch the Cleveland Browns. I had never cared about watching the Cleveland Browns. I've never lived anywhere near Cleveland. I couldn't have told you anything about them other than I think they have ugly uniforms. You know what I mean? But I was like, well, now I'll watch them.
Did you ever get a t-shirt?
No, I did not go that far. I think I knew the writing was on the wall with that deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, I might have had the t-shirts. Like, if it were Cowboys, that's a cuter t-shirt. That's better colors.
Yeah. Well, too. I got a Cowboys t-shirt. I ordered one.
Oh, well,
and
look at you.
I did. And I've worn it a lot. And David dies out laughing because it's the most unlikely, like, me in a Cowboys t-shirt. He's like, I don't even know what to do with this. I also, and I feel like you can speak to this because you live in Texas. So the color of the Cowboys pants, I asked on Twitter, I said on Twitter the other day, they're an icy blue green.
You're like, right, but they are supposed to just be silver. I mean, like the Cowboys colors are navy and silver.
Right, but the pants are a different color.
But I know what
color.
You're saying.
Yeah, they're a different color.
I know what you're saying. They're more like the color of a star.
They are more like the cover. I mean, the color of a star. You're right.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I would think pure silver fabric would maybe not look as good because it would look too gray, maybe.
Well,
so maybe having that icy blue, that icy blue green gives it a little bit of iridescence that it needs or something.
Iridescence is a good word, because then I started thinking, well, are all our monitors and televisions, like, am I seeing the world through completely, am I seeing this wrong somehow? Because I see it as an icy blue green.
No, but I do think it's weird because I think, you know how like when you're buying something online, sometimes it'll say like color may not appear as it does on your monitor.
Sure.
You know, and I thought the other night we had on some pro football game. I can't remember. I guess maybe it was the Cowboys, but we turned it on. But I thought this is so high, and we don't even have like some like super fancy TV or anything, but the whole thing was in such high definition that I thought this looks like I'm watching a video game.
Yes.
Like the way they move and everything. I was like, that's so weird. Cause like if you walked in and told me this was like Madden football 2016 or whatever, I'd be like, okay. Like it almost looks so something. It's so crisp and so sharp that it doesn't look real.
Well, I want to go to a Cowboys game and see those pants like in person, because I want to know, you know, like I want to see them, because if they are the color I think they are, it's like, it's a beautiful color. I mean, I think they're gorgeous.
I think they are the color, but it's different. That's because it's a different color than what it was, because I was like, my daddy, we were Cowboys fans like during the Roger Staubach, Tom Landry years, all that. I remember loving the Cowboys. But then slowly our allegiance, and you know, and my friends were always divided between the Houston Oilers, who were now the Tennessee Titans, and the Dallas Cowboys. So then we were more Oilers fans. And then once the Oilers disbanded, my daddy has taken on the Texans as his team. But by that point, I didn't care. I just was a pure college football fan.
The Texans are still there, right? See, this is
the
how
Texans
little,
are still there.
Okay. This the is Texans how little I know. So there was a game that came on at some point one day, and I saw the helmets, and I thought, oh, that must be the Texans. But see, it was the Colts. But I didn't know. But the helmet, I was like, oh, they've got like a, you know, whatever that thing is, like a like a horseshoe. I was like, I don't know why I thought that would go with the Texans. Like, I really don't know anything. But but Dak Prescott, I do know, and I'm loving watching him.
Yes, the Texans are like navy and red, and they have like a cool kind of like a steer looking thing on their helmets, but it's like with the star in the middle. It's cool. I mean, I would buy a Texans t-shirt or wear one if I cared. I just don't.
Okay. Sure. Well, I get it, because, you know, I would not have ever purchased a Cowboys t-shirt until about 2 months ago. So.
I know. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break because I just need to go put my ribs in the oven. It'll take me like two seconds.
Play that little chime for us while you're gone.
Well, I would if I don't even know how to turn it back on.
Well, it was very fancy.
Okay, I'll be back in 2 seconds. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, welcome back.
Thank you. Now I'm going to set my timer again for 15 minutes, and then you'll get to hear the chime again. So this is really what everybody wants, is to listen to me cook dinner.
It's delightful.
Okay, so...
Yes.
So Mississippi State, y'all had kind of a rough start to the season, but it appears that maybe y'all've rebounded and maybe found your quarterback a little bit.
I think maybe we found our quarterback. I feel good about that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how talented we are, but I certainly feel better about us than I did 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Or a week ago. I feel better at this stage than I did. So, but you know, we go to LSU this weekend, so I don't know.
And they apparently have found their quarterback.
Yes, they have also found their quarterback. And I saw yesterday, they've got some tricky, like, throwback uniforms they're wearing.
I did see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought they were cool. I have to say, I thought they were kind of cool. Now, but then I heard Leonard Fournette's out for the season. Have you heard that?
I saw yesterday that he was iffy, like, for this game. I haven't seen anything about this season. But bless his heart, if he is. You know, we love the Tigers, so I can't really get real amped up about playing LSU, other than the fact that I love playing LSU. But I don't, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I hope he's not. But it was interesting because on the Tex Ags message boards, there were some rumors that he had actually torn his ACL and they were just keeping it quiet.
But that was
because they were waiting to get a second opinion, but that he could possibly be out. That it happened in the Wisconsin game. So it'll be interesting to see if he plays or not.
Here's a question. Do you think that I feel like everybody tears their ACLs now. Like, I feel like that's such a common injury, but I don't remember it being common. Have we ever talked about this? I don't remember it being common when we were growing up. Like, I don't remember people having hurt knees all the time when we were growing up. So what are we doing wrong now?
I don't know. Part of me wonders is if it's, I mean, and listen, we're as guilty as I'm sitting here talking about how we drive to soccer practice every night. I just wonder if it's, you just do so much, you know, like practice, everything's so much more intense than it was when we were younger.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they did at football practice, like when I was in high school, but I don't remember guys getting hurt as frequently as I see people getting hurt now.
I agree. And I don't know what that is. Of course, then I laugh because, you know, my daddy would say, he loves to tell the story that when he played football in high school back in, you know, the 1960s, that that like you didn't even get a water break even during 2-a-days, that they would just pass a wet towel down the line, and if you were lucky you could suck some water out of that wet towel, and that kids today are soft. That's why they all tear their ACL. It's because they're weak.
So
hey,
listen,
they suck that wet towel they walked up a hill in the snow miles to school.
In 189 degree heat.
He loves to tell that story when Caroline's talking about it being hot. He's like, you know, back in my day, you didn't get a water jug. He said, you just got that towel that everybody else sucked on. You just hope that it still had a little bit of water in it. So I don't know, but I've noticed that too. And I feel like on Caroline's soccer team, like there are a lot of girls, like there's a girl out with a knee thing right now. There's somebody with tendonitis. Like there's a lot of, it feels like there's a lot of sports injuries.
Yeah. And maybe too, we didn't, you know, I mean, granted, like when nobody played soccer year round when we were growing up.
No, nobody played anything.
Nobody played anything unless you played, guys played football and then they played basketball and then they played baseball. Mm-hmm. But nobody was playing one thing all year round, so.
Well, because I know now they talk about, you know, they really limit, like, in Little League Baseball and Select Baseball, like, how many pitches those kids, because for a while that nobody was really watching that, and so all of a sudden you had all these kids that had all these elbow and shoulder issues because they were letting them overwork, and, you know, when you're 10, 11, 12, your muscles are still forming.
Right, yeah, and then you don't want to end up having that Tommy John surgery when you're like 18.
That's right. It's exactly right. So I don't know. So it's interesting, but I've wondered the same thing, because you think for a player, but then like, because who was it? Who's the, I can't think of his name right now, but the Georgia player that played, that was, he tore his ACL and he like had a phenomenal game on Saturday,
Nick Chubb.
A year later. Yeah, there you go. That's who I was thinking of.
Thank you. Hey, who's A&M play this weekend?
Auburn, at Auburn.
Oh, fun. I love that game.
Yeah, that's at 6:00 Saturday night. So I feel like that's going to be our first. I mean, UCLA was a test, but I feel like it'll be interesting because I feel like Auburn apparently looked really good based on the score against Arkansas State.
Also found their quarterback.
Yeah, and they, I mean, Clemson usually has a pretty good offense, and they held Clemson to not a whole lot of points. So mm-hmm. I feel like this is a real to go. I mean, our first SEC game of the season on the road, I feel like it's a big test of what our team is.
Auburn probably for me is my favorite, like, away venue. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna go to an away game, I like going down there, just because yeah. it's, I don't know, there's something about it that feels very sort of all-American. I don't know. People aren't mean or anything like that. It's just a festive, fun environment.
Mm-hmm.
Their students do a great job, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if I were going to go to an away game somewhere, that would probably be the one I would choose to go to. I think that would be a lot of fun to go to an Auburn game. So,
well, you need to come down here in 2 years, and we will go. Watch A&M play Auburn.
I know. It would be very fun. So, but I'll be interested to see, because, I mean, I think A&M, I mean, I think our team's legit this year. I think Trevor Knight is a great guy. I think he has limitations as a quarterback in some aspects of the game. But I think he could also be working out the kinks. So
I don't think anybody wants to lead more than he does. You know what I mean? I think he's a kid who's got a deep desire to lead, is what I get from him.
I agree. And you can tell, like, to me, even being at that first game and, like, watching our game against Prairie View, like, because even Prairie View, who's like a, you know, a school that we should have easily beat, there was a time that we would not have beat that team 67-0. Like, we would have played kind of down to their, you know, we wouldn't have shown up for it. So, if that makes sense. So, I feel like the fact that we were so definitive in that game is a sign of we have a team that won't quit. So we may get outplayed, but I feel like with his leadership, I feel like we are not a team that quits.
Well, I can't wait to watch. Saturday night, I'm going to be all over that.
What time do y'all play?
I have no idea. I don't even know. I mean,
feels like that could be a night game or a 2:30 game even.
Yeah, I don't know. Here, why don't I look? Because I have every once in a while, I'll have a football season where I kind of have to disconnect a little bit. Uh-huh. And this is one of those for me, just because of writing stuff. Okay. Mississippi State, LSU. Let's see. It's a 6 o'clock game.
Oh, okay.
As well,
so we'll be flipping
on ESPN
back and forth. Okay.
So now it must be the SEC Network game. Is that right?
I, you know what, I honestly don't, I haven't looked at that. I just know that it was 6 o'clock. So, and then I know the next week, see, so we play Auburn and then we play Arkansas in Dallas the next week. I know. And Arkansas to me is one of those scary teams, because I feel like they always get better as the season goes.
Oh, sorry.
What?
You can't hear it, can you?
No.
I pulled up. I clicked on a link that was like for the LSU uniforms, because I was going to describe them that they're wearing this week, and a pop-up came up. Which, can we talk for a second about pop-up ads?
I hate pop-up ads, especially when they play really loud music or something with them.
News sites are the worst. Like, mm-hmm. where you can't, and then you can't find it. Like, now they hide them. You know, like, mm-hmm. it's something started playing over in a sidebar or way down in the story, something embedded. It drives me crazy.
I agree. I totally agree. So
sorry,
I'm not
a
fan.
Rabbit trail.
And then the ones where they scroll down your page, like you pop up and they like start moving.
Yes.
About like those, and you can't catch them, like to close them.
I know. It's very frustrating. I can't.
It is.
There was a website, and I'm not going to say what it was, because it's a publication I enjoy. But the other day I thought, I'm never coming back here again. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I can't do this anymore. Y'all make it too hard. And again, you know, I'm a little feistier than normal. And so I was just like, and we're done.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
I'm that way about Facebook right now, honestly. I can't take any anymore.
Bottom line, everybody, I don't need to tell everybody my opinions on everything as I'm sitting here talking about pop-up ads. And
hey, yeah, I don't need to tell everybody my opinions on things as I record my podcast.
That's it. I save it for a podcast. I don't need to post it on whatever. Now, I was going to ask you something else.
I don't know.
I don't know. Have you gotten anything cute for the fall?
No, I thought today, I have not been shopping. And, like, I have not, you know, like, actually kind of gotten out and shopped in I don't even know how long it has been. But I did order my first pair of booties a couple of weeks ago, and they came in, but they're too narrow.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
I know, and they were so cute. And so,
okay.
And I found them on Nordstrom, and then I ordered them on Zappos because I had a coupon. And so those are going back. It was I know, it's very sad.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Okay.
So, no, well, I haven't. I'm sad about that. I know. I really, like, I'm kind of out of the loop. I keep looking for jeans and pants. Oh, because I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast. I don't even know if we've talked about this in real life. I think I've had it buried so deeply. I don't even know if I've brought it up. Okay, so you know that back in the like late winter, spring, I had that weird rash on the front of my legs. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes. Yes.
I went to the dermatologist. They biopsied it. It came back. Like they said, they didn't get enough in the biopsy, but the rash was so much better because of this cream that they gave me. They said they thought I was good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when Mama died, it flared up again. It had kind of started to come back a little bit. And then when we were at the beach early in the summer, and then when Mama died, it came back like full force. And so I went back to the dermatologist. I don't know, maybe like the beginning of July, mid-July, somewhere in there. And they looked at it again and they biopsied it again. And it came back as allergic contact dermatitis, which, so she said, you're having an allergic reaction to something, but I can't tell what. And so have I told you this?
No, I don't know any of this.
Oh, okay. I've blocked it. So she said, you're having an allergic reaction. I can't tell you to what. But, like, you may want to switch to, like, dye-free detergents. You may want to switch your soaps and all that kind of stuff. And then just kind of see if you get some relief. And then she gave me a different kind of some. I had to get some cream from, like, it was.
Oh, wow.
Because some new something. I don't know. And so, anyway, so I did all that. So, the rash is gone. But here's what I discovered in trying to figure out what was causing the reaction. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I thought maybe it was Hazel. Like, I thought maybe, you know, there was something, because she likes to snuggle right up next to my legs when we're sitting together. I thought maybe it was her. I thought maybe it was detergent or whatever. It is my palazzo pants.
You are kidding.
It's polyester.
Well, how did you figure, it's the material, so it's all polyester?
It's all polyester, like, but my palazzo pants are the only, like, you know, like, my jeans don't have polyester in them, they're cotton, and they have a little, just a tiny bit of spandex or whatever in them, but those don't bother me. But it was right at the end of the summer, when the rash was starting to clear up, we went out one night, and I put on a pair of flowy pants, and you know how I love them?
Yes.
And my legs started to itch. And I was like, golly, this is so weird. Well, the next day, I had those whelps again all over it. And I was like, golly, that's so weird. And so.
Sorry, that's my phone. I muted it. Okay.
So I thought maybe it was time for your ribs to flip again.
Well, it is about that time, but not yet. Okay. Not quite.
So then when school started, or when we kind of started back for workshops or whatever, I was like, you know what? I hauled all the palazzo pants out because, I mean, you know, that's kind of like my school uniform. Uh-huh. And then there again, it did it again. And so.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so, well, that's terrible. And then like I wore them again, and then it started to get worse and redder. And so for the last, I don't know, three, four weeks, I have only worn cotton pants.
Okay.
I want you to just take that in for a second.
I know, because that means no more flowy pants.
And I've only worn cotton pants. And so the rash is, like, it's under control. It's good and gone. But when that polyester, for some reason, I started having a reaction to it.
Wow. Well, that is so interesting. Okay. I hate to leave at this juncture, but I have to go flip my ribs. So,
by all means, listen, it'll just give everybody a chance to meditate on my pants dilemma.
And think about your pants situation. Uh-huh. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm back.
Okay.
That one was a little more labor intensive because that's when you have to put them in the pot and pour the barbecue sauce over them. So,
listen. Well, I'll hold you close in prayer.
Thank you. You're welcome. Let's just hope that they turn out. It'll be worth it when I have dinner ready tonight. But and then just another note of sadness is I have to be off the phone in 7 minutes to go get Caroline.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all are going to enjoy this half hour like nobody's business. I mean, Melanie has flipped ribs for 5 minutes of the 30, but it's been magical.
Hey, we've talked about professional football. We talked about college football. We talked about mums. We talked about cotton pants. We talked about your rash.
About my leg rash.
I mean, I don't really know what else people could possibly want. It's been a jam-packed 30 minutes.
It has. The whole thing is, I don't know if you know how hard it is to find, because I can't wear jeans to work. I don't know if you know how hard it is to find cotton pants.
Yes.
I can wear I can wear white jeans. I can't wear blue jeans. And so I could wear pretty much any colored denim that looks a little dressier.
Okay.
So I have been on the hunt for
what about those linen pants from Old Navy?
I can't. Yeah. And I have been wearing those.
Okay.
But, I have been wearing those, but
well, now again, I'm going to keep my eye out for all cotton pants.
Yeah, good luck, sister. Cause I'm here to tell you that it's not we like a lot of synthetics in our pants.
So is it just on your, does it give you a rash? Is it just on the bottom of your legs? I'm wondering, you're about to, I mean this in all seriousness, although as I say it, I cringe internally, but could you wear some knee highs or something?
Well, but those are nylon. Maybe if I wore some all cotton socks.
Yes.
But I don't know. Yeah, for some reason, it's the bottoms of my legs that are sensitive. And there's all kinds of things the dermatologist said that I will not get into mm-hmm. here about why. She thinks it's tied in to another thing. But for some reason, it flares up in the bottom. Because it doesn't bother me when I wear with shirts and stuff. But it's, for some reason, the bottoms of my legs.
Huh.
Yeah.
So are you, now let me ask you this. Are you still off gluten?
I am.
Okay. All right. So that's turned into a real thing.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, because, it could have just been a trial. Sure. Do I feel better?
No, it's been a year. Isn't that crazy?
Has it been a year?
Yeah, it's been a year.
Wow. I got so tickled because, Caroline, I bought yesterday, I get a cinnamon Chex mix. And she looked up and she goes, why did you buy gluten-free cinnamon Chex mix? And I said, it's all gluten-free. I said, it just says gluten-free. She got so indignant that I was going to start trying to substitute gluten-free. And I was like, no, we are not gluten-free. Yeah. That's how they come. Chex are gluten-free by nature.
I'm not in restaurants saying, there's a pizza place here because I get the gluten-free crust because they have a pesto, I don't like tomato sauce, but they do a pesto sauce and, mm-hmm. and they always say it's an allergy or preference. I always just say preference, but it for some reason, I'm going to sound like Mamaw if I get into it, but it for some reason it works for me.
I get it. It's a real thing. I totally get it. I know a lot of people that swear they feel a lot better off of it. So that whole thing came in the news today about that the sugar industry has been duping us for years. Did you read that?
No, but I try to stay off sugar too.
Well, it said that years ago, apparently the sugar people somewhere paid researchers to blame our bad health on fats. And now it's come out that they were paid off. And so there were all those years. Remember in the 90s when it was all about the Snackwell cookies?
Yeah, you had to just fight for a Snackwell at the grocery store. I mean, they would just fly off the shelves. Remember that?
Yeah, we were going to eliminate the fats, but you'd sit and eat. I mean, I never will forget that. We would sit and this is going to make me think about Jen, but she was the queen of everything was fat free, but she would sit and eat a bag of jumbo marshmallows as a snack.
Yes.
Or we'd get a box of frosted mini wheats and feel like, well, this is our healthy alternative. Well, never mind that we were eating 2,000 calories in pure sugar.
And pure sugar. I know. That's the story of my college years.
It had no fat. So how bad for you could it be?
You think about the nasty fat-free cheese we tried to seriously.
It wouldn't melt.
It wouldn't melt.
Mm-mm.
There was nothing in that would be found in nature.
Mm-mm.
It was all a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah, it's gross. It's And I still have the occasional Diet Coke, but I've noticed like more and more I can tolerate, like I can have a small one, but I don't like to have, like at restaurants, sometimes I'll think I want a refill. And then when I get it, I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have gotten that refill. I feel sick.
You know, I very rarely, like yesterday I kind of had a craving for one, but I didn't get it. But I very rarely drink them. And you know, I mean, like, I think probably when you first met me, I could put them down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We would stop and get that more than, like, Starbucks or something.
Mm-hmm. But I probably drink too much coffee now, honestly. But I don't drink diet drinks that much.
Mm-hmm. At all. Mm-hmm. No. And even in my coffee, I've gotten to where, like, I just do some raw sugar, which I know is still sugar, but I don't do Splenda or anything like that anymore. That's the only... I'm trying to not do any synthetic sweeteners.
We have really become old people.
That's what happens. That's what happens. But you just start to realize, like, different stuff affects you. Like, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you can't wear polyester pants.
Polyester pants.
Who knew? Who knew? So
I know that's the most bizarre thing.
It is. That's a shame. But now, because I feel like I look at enough stuff online, I'm going to really keep my eye out for cotton pants.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I love a wide-legged pant, but... Here's the thing, though, when it gets, I'm going to be in real good shape when it gets cool because I'll have corduroys.
That's true.
And, you know, I love me some corduroys. So,
yes, and I noticed Gap has some really good wide leg ones this year.
Oh, say no more. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there right now and pull that up so I don't forget to order me some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed them the other day because I was like, oh, because, you know, I love the... I have some skinny ones, but I was like, are we doing the flare ones again? Because I know I haven't had a chance to go in and try them on, but they've got them in like maroon. They've got them in navy. They've got them in like dark green, like an assortment of colors.
Oh, you know what? These girlfriend chinos are cute too. And I have not looked at those.
I think those are real cute. And I'll tell you which other ones I think are super cute. Cause I've been debating ordering those tensile joggers, which have the elastic at the, but I have not pulled the plug on those yet. I don't know. But they also have, where are they? Now I'm on the site looking because I want to be able to tell you. They're wide leg utility pants.
I'm sorry? A wide leg utility pant?
A wide leg utility pant. And they only have them in an army green and an off-white. But they're easy through, but they're cuffed at the bottom. So they've got kind of like cargo pockets, but then they're cuffed down at the bottom. And I think they're real cute. I keep looking at those.
Oh, Gap's got some cute pants. Okay.
I know. Well, you've seen them. And see, those are 90% cotton, 8% rayon, 2% spandex.
Yeah. Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are so cute. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm ordering those green ones like, I don't know what the expression would be, but...
Toot sweet.
Yeah, and about right now, I'm going to order me some of those. Yep. Those are so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind. They don't have my size. Let me look. Let me see about the off-white. Okay, yes,
maybe
they
get them in the Maybe get them in the tall.
Oh, good call. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have the green in the tall, though.
Oh, okay.
They do. Okay.
Oh, good. Thanks. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I'm so glad we found you those pants. Now I have to go because I have to go pick up Caroline.
Will you just flip those ribs one time for us on the way out the door?
Of course I will. I'm going to go make sure that my barbecue sauce is evenly distributed amongst my ribs.
Okay, well, maybe this will be, since we've had a little lull, maybe this will be the thing that gets us back into the swing. So that maybe next week we can come back and fill in the gaps that we did not talk about today, because we didn't even touch, like, beauty. We didn't touch... You know, our favorite new things, none of that.
I know, and I have some thoughts on all that. So maybe we need to make some notes. And then as people are listening, if y'all have any questions too, feel free to throw them out there, because that's always gives us stuff to talk about too.
That's an excellent idea.
Okay. All right. Well, I hate to say bye this soon, but bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
It'll burn off. It's the ribs and the I know, but I mean, I've got, that's the only way to get it out of the oven is to let it burn off. What? Well, it'll all be fine. Okay. All right. I'm back.
Okay.
This is going to be a great podcast. I already feel real good about it.
I feel so good about it. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Hey, everybody, it's Sophie. I didn't even say that right, so I'll just start out. It's terrible.